loved us so much that he sent his one and only son to die for each and every one of us, that we may have everlasting life. Also, that we may be forgiven, oh yes, of our sins and our mess. Ain't that good news, you all? But you gotta believe it. You must believe it. For God, he loved us first, you all, while we were still in our mess. Christ died just for us. Ain't that good news? So let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord God, thank you for loving us, Lord God. When we didn't even love ourselves, God, you loved us still, God. While we were in the middle of our mess and our sin, you still made a way for us, Lord God. And this Communion Sunday, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Thank you, God, for the blood. Thank you, God, that the blood still works, Lord God. Yes, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we have gathered here once again. We've come into this house, God, to worship you, Lord, and to magnify your holy name, God. But we also bring with us some concerns, God. So, God, we lift those up right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all. Right now, you've already begun to heal and deliver and set free, God. So we thank you in advance, God, for wholeness, for boldness, for the abundant life, Lord God. God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee, God, rip it out of me right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever you give me to declare to your people today, I stand here boldly to follow your word, your will, and your desire in Jesus' name. But Holy Spirit, move in your people right now. Move, God, because we recognize that we have the Spirit of the living God within us. So move, God, and heal hearts. Thank you, God. Set free as only you can. Now, God, let your power, your glory, your anointing be felt throughout this entire building. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Another Communion Sunday. Another Communion Sunday. And we're going to talk about Jesus. Amen. We're going to talk about Jesus. About what he has done for all of us. So get your Bibles. And if you didn't bring your Bibles, there are Bibles under the seat. But please bring your Bible. Because we want to keep the word with us wherever we go. Amen. Because we believe there is power in the word of God. So when you have gotten your Bibles, please stand and go to John, the Gospel of John, on this Communion Sunday. Chapter 15. We're going to the Gospel according to John. And then we're going to go to chapter 15. So when you have found the gospel, see, gospel means good news. So when you have found the good news written by John the apostle, go to the 15th chapter and slide on down to the 7th verse. Just slide on down to the 7th verse.
Amen.
So as I read, you pray and follow along to see what God is going to do for us in this place.
Amen.
The gospel according to John. Starting with verse 7 and ending with verse 7. Because this is the word for the church.
Amen.
This Communion Sunday. And it reads this way. And Jesus is talking to you. So just understand. Open your spiritual ears and watch what Jesus say to you. Hear what the Lord has for you. And it reads this way in my Bible. It says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. Ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. So you may be seated. I pray that you will open your spiritual ears and hear what God has just for you. This is not the time for you to look to your right or your left or to talk to anybody. If you're here to hear from God, open your spiritual ears. And Jesus is speaking to you in these words. Jesus is saying to you, make it real personal. Whatever your name is, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Amen. That's God's word for you. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning. Amen. God knows what I don't know, and God knows what we need, and God knows what you need as an individual. Amen. So he has given us this title to focus on this first Sunday. Our title is Pray According to the Word of God. Hallelujah. See, we do a lot of praying, you all. But God is saying to the church and to the believers, pray according to God's Word. Pray, hallelujah, according to God's Word. I just began to reflect on our meeting yesterday and all the prayers and the petitions that went up to the Lord, which I believe will make a difference in our church. So God is saying to us this morning, as I equip you for service, as I equip you to move to another level in me, as I equip you to be a positive difference here on earth and to be the difference, I want you to understand that you must pray for guidance and you must pray according to my will. Help me, Holy Spirit, to just kind of talk this through, because we have a great work to do for a great God. And we want to ensure that God is hearing our prayers. So God is saying, I need Abundant Life Christian Ministries Incorporated at 4204 Fourth Boulevard in Suite 102 in Atlanta, Maryland, zip code 20706, to pray according to my word. Come on, somebody. God is speaking directly to us. So we must be clear that prayer is simply talking to God. Let us not get it twisted and make it complicated. Prayer is talking to our Heavenly Father. Prayer is the avenue in which we are meant to commune with the invisible God. It is the medium through which our spirit is intended to really connect with our God and to affect things here on earth, to talk to the divine creator of us all. Our God wants to get our attention this morning. And he is saying, stop trying to figure things out for yourselves. Stop trying and worrying about what we need to do next. He say, stop it. He's saying to someone, stay off the phone and go to the throne of grace. Stop searching all over for solutions. Come to me in prayer. And pray according to my word. God is saying to someone, and I don't know your story, I am your source. I am your provider. I am your healer. I am your comforter. You know, in the Old Testament, he said, I am that I am. I am whatever you need. I am your deliverer, he's saying to someone. I am the bridge of troubled waters. He said, whatever is going on, fear not. That's the word, fear not, for I am with you. You're not alone in the middle of this stuff. He said, I am the Almighty God. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. That's what he said. I am the beginning and the end. But get it straight. Don't get it twisted. I am the Lord, and there is no other. That's what God is saying to you. I have given you the privilege of prayer and the privilege to talk to me. But you must talk to me according to my word. Therefore, children of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, if you want change, if you want deliverance, if you want wholeness, if you want the abundant life, pray to God according to his word. God is saying this morning, several persons, hallelujah, God, let me just pause and hear your spirit. Several persons in abundant life are going through trials and tribulations. Several persons are experiencing doubt and disappointment. Several persons received bad news last week. Several people here are not sure what to do at this season in their lives. Speak, Holy Spirit. Several persons do not understand their God-given purpose. Several persons have experienced sleepless nights. But God said, pray to me according to my word, and I will answer you. Pray to me according to my word, and I will change things for you. So let's move to our morning text according to the Gospel of John. And we all know about John. John was part of Jesus' inner circle. He walked, he talked with Jesus, and the Bible tells us that he was the only disciple at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified. So John tells us in chapter 20, verse 31, why he wrote this word for us. And the Bible reads this way, but these are given that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Son of God. And he went on to write that Jesus said, and this is for all of us, God has allowed me to come down to earth. And he said, I have come that they, and we're part of they, may have life and have it more abundantly. So John wrote this gospel to convince those who had not seen Jesus, and that's us, to believe in him. To help us deepen our faith, to help unbelievers to trust in Jesus the Christ. Because, see, Jesus knew that we were going to have some struggles down here on earth. God knew that. So he sent Jesus. But the word tells us this, in this world, and we're in the world, you will have trials and tribulations, church. People will hurt you. People will confuse you. But if you believe in Jesus, he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That means that we have victory in Jesus if you believe. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what people say, you have the victory if you believe. So our morning text is very simple in the 15th chapter. And I believe it's still relevant for us. Because sometimes we pray and nothing happens. Like, God, didn't you hear me? God, where are you? And when we don't hear, we start to try and figure things out for ourselves. Should I get another job? Should I call JoJo to help me? Who should I call now? But Jesus is so clear to us this morning. If you need a helping hand, he said, if you abide in me. That's God's word. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask, you can pray, whatever you desire, and it be done. So the question this morning as we go through this message, start to ponder, am I really abiding in him? What am I really abiding in? Really? See, somebody needs to be reminded of this. Jesus is saying, ask in the name of Jesus, the Heavenly Father will hear you and provide you all you need in your desires. Are you abiding? See, that's the real question this morning. You have prayed, but are you abiding? That's Jesus' word for us. You must abide in him. See, the word abide implies intimate knowledge of what a person has said. It implies that the word becomes a vital part of the way you live. So Jesus' word abiding in us, when we know what he said and believe it and what he did, and when we allow this word to get really down into us, God is able to put that word into action and to affect our lives. So I asked you this question. Are you abiding? Really? Think about what you prayed about. And then think about, are you really abiding? Do you have this intimate relationship with Jesus and his word? Are you seeking him daily for guidance? Are you looking all over the place trying to figure out some stuff that God has already worked out for those who believe? We can learn, church, so much from Jesus' actions. See, that's why God sent him to earth, to show us how to live, to show us how to forgive. Amen. Holy Spirit. So we can learn from his responses to situations. Amen. We can learn from his compassion how he loved others. Yeah. We can learn how he obeyed God. Amen. He said, thou will be done, not my will, Father. And are you willing to say that this morning, God, thou will be done in my life, really? Which means that you have to put aside some of that stuff you love, some of those people you think you need in your life, to let God's will be done in your life. So I ask the church this morning, what are you willing to give up to be in the will of God? Really? See, God wants us empowered, but there's some stuff we got to just cast aside out of our lives. There may even be some people that we have to cast aside out of our lives to be in his will. Some people have given up on prayer because they did not get their desired answer. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Once again, God, where are you? And oftentimes, unanswered prayers is the major obstacle that stands and keep people from praying. If it didn't work the first time, why should I bother the second time? But we must acknowledge that prayer is really, first of all, an opportunity and a privilege from God offered to those who believe in him. Yet because of the power of prayer, the adversary makes his business, making his business to cancel out the praying, the prayers of God's people. He wants you to think prayer doesn't work, so why do you bother? See, Satan knows that if a church is a praying church, that it has power to cast down his plans. So he wants to cast down God's plan. So he has to get in your head. Why waste your time? So we declare this day that we're going to pray according to God's word. Satan will not have any place in our lives, because these misconceptions, these hurdles, will be a problem for God's people. But some of the hurdles may be familiar. We learn to pray. We go to prayer class. We got it straight. But we go out of here and we don't pray. We accept the word of God as true, but we do not allow the word of God to impact our lives. We talk a lot about the word, but do we apply the word to our daily lives? Really? See, I just want to talk to you all this morning, because I want you all empowered. I want you to walk into a room and people feel your power of the Holy Ghost. And what comes out of your mouth is the word of God. And when somebody gets you in a tight situation and you squeeze beyond what you can think you can handle, instead of anger coming out, the word will come out. I understand what you say, but God bless you. I heard what you say, but my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think. The doctor gives you a bad report. You say, whose report will I believe? See, we got to act like and behave like believers if we want power. If we want to stop being defeated, we must use this word of God. We must believe this word of God. And we must walk in this word of God. Let the church say amen. I don't know who this is for, but God said, don't you grow weary while you wait on me to answer your prayer. You pray unto me according to my word and watch me change things for you. Hallelujah, God. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. I don't know what you're going through. Hallelujah, God. Help me, Lord God. Help me, because the adversary will use sin, use fear, use guilt, the feeling of inferiority, doubt, bitterness, unforgiveness, you all, wrong motives, just to block your powerful prayer. Think about where you are. He will use your sin. He used your fear and your doubt. He used your guilt. Feeling inferior. God, I can't do that. God, no. Bitterness in your heart. Unforgiveness. Praying for wrong motives and about the wrong thing. The enemy is good getting into your head and cancel your prayers out. However, we just believe, and we must believe, that the blood covers all sin. The blood covers a multitude of sin. The blood covers. Jesus has done it all. He's not doing anything else. But we must believe this word, that the blood still works. So how are you praying? The adversary knows this. A praying church, oh yeah, it's a powerful church. So that's why he's just playing around with us, you all. A praying church is a powerful church. The enemy knows that his plots and his plans could divide the church, could divide your family. But we have declared what we say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So with the power of the Holy Ghost leading and directing us, we can overcome all these things. But you have to believe in that power that lives within you. You have power to actually cast out some things. You have power to pray for the sick and they will be healed. You have power to pray over your children and they are protected. You have power. We have power, but you must operate in that power. Yeah. Holy Spirit, help me. So as we operate, remember you have to pray according to His word. His word. So the relevant question, I have another question for you. Why should we pray? Why should we pray? God told us this. He told it to Solomon, it's my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Mm-hmm. See, we want things to change. Seek my face. Then you got something else to do. You have to turn from your wicked ways. Then I'll hear from heaven. Then I will forgive your sins and heal your land. So we pray because the word says pray. Because our land needs healing. Our country needs healing. Our communities needs healing. Heavenly Father, our families need healing. And our church needs healing. Therefore, we should pray according to. You're getting it now. But will you apply it? Come on, Holy Spirit. Jesus told his disciples in a parable. They should pray always. Holy Spirit, help, and not give up. Number two, Jesus the Christ said we should pray. And we are believers of Jesus the Christ, so we should pray according to his word. But hold this in your heart this morning. Jesus also said, abide in me. That's the hard part for us with all this stuff around us looking so good and money and stuff. But Jesus said, abide in me. Let my word abide in you. I know this may be hard for someone to hear. Then you ask what you desire. And it will be done. See, around here we said more word and less world. I just believe as we get more word in us, the ways of the world will fall off. The Bible says, and pray in the spirit on all occasions. Some people say, I don't bother God about everything. But I challenge you to pray to God in all occasions about everything that's going on in your life. Jesus, I tell you the truth. We're going to talk about Jesus. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, come on, y'all. Y'all know the word, on earth, will be loosed in heaven. Again, Jesus said, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything, you ask for it, and it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Get this prayer thing right. What have you been asking God for? Really? What have you been asking God for? So my question to you, are you abiding? Don't wink at me. Don't wave at me. Are you abiding? Don't wink. Don't wave. Are you abiding? Really? It's something for us to put the mirror in our face. Not look to your right or to your left. They got their own stuff going on. But ask God. God, if I'm not, God, help me this day to abide in you. Help me, Lord God, to follow your word, God. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, God. God, help me. God, I don't know about the person next to me, but God, help me to abide. Help me to follow your word. Help me to cast out anything in my life that's not like you, God. Help me to learn to pray according to your word and your will for me. Help me, Lord God. If you help me, God, I'm committed to reach out and help others. Thank you, Lord. So whatever you are going through this morning, God is saying to someone, don't you throw away your faith in me. You pray. And pray according to my word, and you watch me change things. You ask the Savior to help you, and watch him answer you. So, Holy Spirit, help me, Lord God, to finish this up. God is saying, get away. Fear, get away from my people. Fear will hold my people back. Get away in the name of Jesus. He said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Remember, you have a God in heaven that sits high and looks low. As long as God is on his throne, you can have the victory. He's not coming down, you all, as long as he's on his throne. You can have the victory if you believe it, but you have to spend more time with him, you all. Sometimes you have to turn off that TV. Shut down the internet. Get off Facebook. Facebook can't bless you. Spend some time with your Heavenly Father, the one that gave you life, that gave you the breath of life, the one that sent Jesus to save you, to deliver you. Spend some time with him. Holy Spirit, help me just finish this. But I'm going to finish with this. I don't know your story, and I don't know what you need God to do for you. Whether it's any addiction, whether it's just a broken heart, disappointed just in people, whether it's grief, I don't know what it is. Whether you're having financial issues, whether you've been abused, I don't know. But God is saying, talk to me. I am the healer. I am the deliverer. I restore. I reconcile. I build up. But I want to leave this thought with you. You all know that I talk about my mother a lot, because I stand here today because of a woman of God who loved me enough to teach me the word of God. And one of the last gifts that she gave me, she didn't have a lot of money to give me anything, but she gave me love and the word. But remember that for your own children. But one of the last gifts she gave me was a CD by Tremaine Hawkins with Mahalia Jackson in the background. I don't know whether you all know who Mahalia Jackson is. Longtime gospel singer. And it blessed me so that I tried to listen to this song often. I don't know whether the choir even knows it, but I'm going to just give you the words. And this is what I remember about my mama. The song says, I found the answer. I have learned to pray with faith to guide me. I have found the way. The sun is shining for me each day because I've found the answer. I've learned to pray. But the song went on to say, I was weak and weary, and I had gone astray. Walking in the darkness, I could not find my way. Then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care. It went on to say, I have found the answer. I have learned to pray with faith to guide me. I have found the way. The sun is shining for me each day because I have found the answer. I've learned to pray. But I'm going to give you another verse, because this is the gift my mama gave me, and I give it to you. It says, keep your Bible with you. Read it every day. Always count your blessings and always stop to pray. Learn to keep believing, and faith will see you through. And seek to know contentment, and it will come to you. Thank you, Mom. Because she let me know, I have found the answer. I have learned to pray. Thank you, Mom. With faith to guide me, I have found the way. The sun is shining for me each day, Mom. Because you taught me, I found the answer. I have learned to pray. So, church, pray according to God's word. See, I'm a testimony. Yeah, I grew up in the church, but I did stray away. But my mom kept on praying. My mom kept on petitioning God, because she knew if you pray the word of God, that he would shift things for you. So stand all over the sanctuary. I know many of you probably have prayed and God hadn't answered yet. But he's saying to someone, pray according to my word. So therefore we must know the word and we must believe the word. Pray according to my word. Whatever Satan's plan is, just say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Speak that word that God so loved the world, and that's me, that he sent his one and only son, that I may have life, that I may be forgiven. Speak the word over your life, over your children. Pray in the spirit. I am more than a conqueror through him who strengthens me. Pray the word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and thanksgiving in your heart, make your request known to God. Speak the word of God. And he will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. Do you know his word? And do you believe his word? If not, get in a Bible study where you can get the word of God in you, that you can work or just walk in that power, your anointing that God is giving you. The Bible says he didn't send Jesus to you to condemn you, but you may be saved. Understand this word for you. You have a God who loves you so much that he wants you to be whole and healed. But you pray to him according to his word. Anybody believe that this morning? Let the church just begin to praise God. Just begin to praise God that he loved you so, that he sent Jesus. And that's why we're taking Holy Communion today. If you want to get a prayer through, pray according to his word. His word will not return to you void. That's the word. Pray according to his word. So we're going to open the door of the church.